Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Happy Monday from 96.5 The Fan. Kramer, Bob Fesco, and Dusty Likens with you on a wonderful, chilly Monday. Boy, man, yesterday felt like it was winter.
Boy, I'll tell you, man, sitting outside by the fire pit a little bit yesterday, I had to get a blanket out there yesterday. It was a little cold.
I had to get me a blanket.
A little cup of hot peppermint tea to make me feel good.
Did you really do peppermint tea?
I did. Peppermint tea is really good. Kind of settles the stomach a little bit. You know?
I didn't think you were a peppermint guy.
Yeah. No, I'm really not a peppermint guy usually, but the peppermint tea is really nice, especially this time of year. Yeah. It settles the stomach too.
Hell yeah. Top text 15 hours ago. Can't wait to hear you guys talk about Buffalo-Miami game tomorrow.
Oh, Buffalo-Miami was a big one yesterday, right?
Did it?
Super Bowl hangover for Buffalo, I think I saw 27 times yesterday on X, formerly Twitter. I'm sure you saw that too, right?
Oh, all day.
All day, baby.
I think I even got, like, tweeted at it.
Mm.
Hey, by the way, Super Bowl hangover's real. I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm,
yeah, sure. Okay, sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, dude, I will say, we will talk about it. I think that the, I don't know what it is. Those players are still playing for that coach.
Yeah.
Is he getting fired? Like, are we sure he's getting fired?
You talking Buffalo? You talking about?
I'm talking about Miami.
Oh, Miami. Oh,
they're still playing for that guy.
I told you a couple weeks ago, the owner liked that guy. I told you the owner likes that guy. The GM is out, and the quarterback should probably be out. But if you really like the head coach and you're the owner of the franchise, you keep the head coach and you get yourself a quarterback out there and build around him. But you're right. I mean, they played for that guy yesterday in a big time way. I mean, my goodness, it was. Why is Miami winning this football game, right? I mean,
execute their game plan, follow through their game plan. Players played. Mm-hmm. Like, there was rumors, and again, it's we'll talk about it in the next segment on the other side of the break here in a little bit, but like, as we dive through the entire day yesterday, what was the winning of a bye week?
Yeah.
Where you sit back and watch others falter, which was awesome.
It was great.
But like, that was an executed game plan. I know the weather was chate, right? It started to like rain at halftime there, but I mean,
but man, it looked like Buffalo wasn't ready to play in the heat yesterday. You know,
yeah. Allen looked off.
Yep.
Two red zone interceptions, but I mean, it was crazy because Buffalo went in that game, and there were rumors that Buffalo pursued Jaylen Waddle,
mm-hmm.
like they wanted to do a trade,
right?
Right, and Jaylen Waddle didn't go to Buffalo. Buffalo didn't get Jaylen Waddle, obviously. And then you see like what happens in that game with Jaylen Waddle, and you're like, okay.
That's why I picked Roma Doonesday yesterday in our parlay.
Doonesday, yeah. We'll get to that about 8:45. Thanks, Kramer.
Hey, simmer down.
Hey, man, you just got to know not to go with Cleveland Browns players.
Yeah, you went with a Cleveland Brown.
I mean, and I'm not that guy. I'm not gonna destroy you on the air. I promise. But like when you're like Judkins touchdown anytime, I was like. Okay.
But it was against the Jets, and I will give you that. It was against the Jets yesterday. But the Jets have now won two in a row. My God.
Hot streak.
I mean, hot streak for the New York Jets. Get out of the way. The Jets are cooking, baby.
Jets trade everybody, one.
Yep.
Dolphins trade everybody, one. Okay. Mm-hmm. But no, I think what's crazy is that today, and that's Buffalo, Miami, and we'll get into what yesterday was, because I talked about it last week, how you can win on a bye week without playing, yeah. And everybody says, well, how can you possibly do that because of what happened yesterday with Buffalo and Jacksonville.
Exactly right. And those, quite honestly, are kind of the teams we're competing with against right now. Yeah, right? We need those teams to lose.
Yeah, I don't like the fact that Buffalo lost because they have the tiebreaker over you, and now they're going to be that one team that's annoying in the wild. But hey, that's your own damn fault.
That's your own fault. Same with Jacksonville. They're kind of that team as well. Yeah, you know?
And Jacksonville, I mean, come on.
They're not. They don't have staying power. They really don't.
No, they
whew.
They might need a new quarterback.
Yeah, they. I look, I'm not a Trevor Lawrence guy. I mean, I just think, you know, he's...
I just can't take him seriously.
It's hard to look at that guy and say that's my leader, right? Like, you look at him, you're just like, bro, man,
but
like,
he doesn't talk like that.
I know,
it's
I
so
wish
weird.
He did.
He talks like this, and then he looks like, I don't know,
he looks like Spicoli and talks like us, you know, like it's just it's bizarre to look at that guy try to lead that team. But it was
is Stacy here? Yeah. I had no idea that was coming out of you, man. Yeah. Okay. I don't like you, and I don't know why yet, but there's something off.
Sure, right.
Are you Mr. Fesco? Oh my, I thought you said he was from California.
Yeah,
he's northern,
bro. Yeah. You know, like, you expect Danny Duffy bro to walk in the door. That's not it, right?
Yeah, you expect the Californians to open the door.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, how's it going, Trevor?
But no, but they've got issues down there in Jacksonville. Buffalo obviously has issues right now. There's a lot of teams that have issues. Pittsburgh Steelers may have issues. They wanted, you know, Aaron Rodgers back earlier in the year. They may look at Aaron Rodgers now and say you and Russell Wilson can go into the home together. I mean, like, both of those guys looked as completely washed as you could look yesterday. And so as we get set to start what is Bronco week now,
right.
It's a big week for everybody. We're in a really good position. Just go out there and take care of business, man, and take care of things that you can control and worry about those things. And this team will be just fine moving into the second half of the season. I think they like, kind of, maybe not like is a good word, where they are, because they are 5-4, but they like where they are with their players. They like where they are with the injuries and guys coming back. And hopefully, you know, Jeffrey Simmons, we'll talk more about him as the morning rolls along as well. He could potentially be back this week as well. Having a healthy Juwan Taylor is
Josh
huge.
Simmons.
What did I say?
I was like, Jeffrey Simmons.
Josh Simmons. Like, I mean, I was thinking,
did I miss something?
No. Jeffrey Simmons.
You're good.
Yeah. Josh Simmons. We'll obviously talk about
Josh,
him.
You idiot.
Yeah, it's a thanks
Happy Monday,
on a Monday.
Dude.
Happy Monday. Already been through a lot this morning, so I'll be honest with you. I don't have time for your corrections tonight, text line. I'm kidding. But it has been already a hell
Bob
of a morning.
Bob got pulled over this morning by the cops. That's what he's not trying to tell you. Bob almost went to jail this morning. Just kidding. Everything's fine.
Everything's fine. Everything's fine.
But he did get pulled over, and he had to do a field sobriety test. I'm kidding. That
no,
also
did not happen. Did not happen.
No, he actually got pulled over and still had time to go to Scooters. By the way, Trouble in Paradise, this is Bo Nix.
Also had time to poop this morning, too. So I pooped and went to Scooters. Big day.
Poop Scoot.
Yeah.
What do you think Scoot's doing? You think he's still kicking it in New Orleans?
I don't know. I was thinking about Scoot the other day, man. That guy owns that town, man. You know he does.
Hell yeah. A guy that wishes he owned the town is Bo Nix. This was him after their game on Thursday night, which was 10-7.
What'd you think about some of their reaction, the boos and that kind of thing?
Well, I've been booed before, and I'll be booed again, so not going to be the last time. It's obviously unfortunate. You don't want your own fans booing you, but, you know, it's part of it.
That's right. That's Bo Nix there asking or telling that he got booed after his game.
Yeah.
So this is what's fun about Denver, because this is Denver week, guys. This is the most...
This is the biggest week of the year.
Yeah, until next week.
Until next week.
But yeah, that's what the NFL is when it gets past week 10, is you get into the nitty-gritty. Like, for those of you that play fantasy football, you know that if you're sitting in your season right now at 5-4 and you're playing another team that's 5-4, and you went into this week, you're like, okay, if I win, it's significantly better
huge.
Than if I lose, because I don't want to be 500. I want to be two games above it. That's what the Chiefs are doing, and... this is what the Broncos are doing. And, like, you can think that we're homers and that we're being biased and just crushing the Denver narrative. But, no, I'll be straight up open and honest with you. I have been born in Kansas City. I have lived in Kansas City. The Denver Broncos are the most hated franchise ever in my entire life that I've ever rooted against. And no one has ever come close. Not the White Sox, not the Raiders, nobody. I mean, there's nobody that gets to me more than the Denver Broncos because of the history and everything that there is. So I will bleed bias this week. But I will tell you right now, their own fan base does not believe in their team that they are 8-2. They do not believe in Bo Nix. Their hometown does not believe in Bo Nix. The entire almost national media has flipped and does not believe in Bo Nix. And what Bo Nix is doing is he's living on a prayer. He's Bon Jovi in this thing in Denver, because he has, and I am not going to discredit this, they have the best defense in the NFL. It is sick, nasty, aggressive, awesome, just destructive defense. They are great. But he's terrible. And I'm sorry. But that guy is, I don't know, it gives me the impression that he's one of those trust fund kids. Like, hey, man, just don't screw this up. Go to school, get C's, do whatever. Just don't get pulled over.
Right.
Don't get in trouble. Don't get, just don't F this up for me.
No ticket,
and,
by the way.
And yeah, and he's got Sean Payton, who is borderline schizophrenic, right? Like, there's times he's your best friend, and then all of a sudden this, like, Dr. Evil or this Jekyll and Hyde personality kicks in and he doesn't know how to control it.
Well, Sean Payton may put a bounty on Bo Nix this week.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is that Bo Nix has a couple of big comeback wins, though, right? The Philadelphia game,
the Giant game.
But again, like, I'm not going to discredit the Giants because I really do like their tenacity over in New York. I love that team for some reason.
Because of the quarterback.
It's 100% true.
Yeah, it's the quarterback. Yeah,
the coach, eh. Yeah, but the quarterback, right. I mean, yesterday in the snow, those 80s Giants jerseys, man, I was kind of
jacked. Then he gets a concussion and he has to leave and they decimated right
and
away.
And then Russell Wilson gets in and you're like, that guy.
That guy sucks.
And that's kind of what the eye test has been with Bo Nix, is that we watched that game on Thursday night. We all did. We talked about it. It was 10-7. You couldn't put up more than 10 points against one of the worst defenses in football, and yet you still won the game. You're winning these games, and I understand. Last year, the Chiefs, they won a ton of one-score games. This year, they can't win one. Last year, they were winning block field goal, miss snap, you know, interception at the end, flag on the play, whatever it may have been. But at least they showed you that they could do something. Bo Nix is showing you that he is legitimately Rose Dawson on the wooden door and the Titanic is sinking behind him, but for some reason he stayed on there long enough, kicked Jack to the side, and here comes a lifeboat to save his ass to give him the victory in the game. And that's exactly what Bo Nix is. Bo Nix does not scare me. Bo Nix is scaring his own fan base, and they're turning on him. I know they're 8-2, but the eye in the sky doesn't lie.
Well, the eye in the sky doesn't lie with the Denver Broncos, and that's why I continue to say it's completely different than where we were a year ago. We were a veteran-led team, man, and a veteran-led coach, and all that kind of stuff. And look, they're 8-2, and they figured out a way to be 8-2. Good for them. But there's a couple of things with Bo Nix. This, like, just judging based on what we've seen this year, everybody plays great against the Chiefs. He's going to have a good game next week. I promise you, this he's going to go out there and play as the best he's played all year long. So you've got to counteract for that right now, because everybody plays their best against the Chiefs. Trevor Lawrence played their best against the Chiefs. Josh Allen played his best. And then the next couple of weeks, they all fall off, right? For whatever reason, this team brings out the best in everybody. So I'm going in scared of Bo Nix, just so I don't get too overconfident this week, right? I want to go in there and make sure that you get to Bo Nix. And the way to rattle Bo Nix, obviously, Chris Jones, show up to work this week, right? Can we show up to work this week on Sunday and let's make our presence known to get to Bo Nix? Because if you do get to Bo Nix early, we can check him out of the game. The interesting thing about the Denver Broncos is, in my opinion anyway, and I think this is the opinion of a lot of people, you can't win in the NFL without a good quarterback, right? And look at the quarterbacks that have won the Super Bowl, right? It's basically the best of the best every single year that win the Super Bowl over the last 25 years. You have a good defense, obviously, in Denver, as you said, the best. I'm not going to argue that. They're awesome. And I was almost said a word there that Kramer wasn't really paying attention to, right? Could have slipped by the goalie right there at that point in time. And so I know Bo Nix is going to play good. This is all about the Chiefs going out there and playing good. The interesting thing, though, about Bo Nix is that all the comments and everybody's talking about, you know, maybe it's time to move on from this guy. They've never surrounded him with weapons. They don't have one weapon truly for him right now on the offensive side of the football that has me saying, oh my God, we've got to fear this guy. I don't know if he exists right now for the Denver Broncos. And that's like Cincinnati loading up on the offense, you know, Denver loaded up on the defense. You got to give me something for this quarterback who's a mid quarterback.
Well, that's because they paid all the money to Russell Wilson. They don't have money to spend.
They have
Cortland Sutton. They went and got a veteran receiver in Evan Ingram. They let Javonte Williams walk. Yep. He went to Dallas. They went and signed J.K. Dobbins, and it's been fine. J.K. Dobbins is the top five in rushing in the NFL. Maybe not right now, but he was at least going into week 10. He was in the top five in rushing yards. Cortland Sutton's a solid wide receiver. He's not the greatest, but like...
But you can't let those solid people beat you is what I'm getting at.
No, but I mean, like, you should be able to make them good if you're good, and you're not.
And you're not.
Nix is not a good quarterback.
Right.
Like I said, the eye test does not lie. Like Danny Hughes tells us all the time, the eyes in the sky don't lie. They have won all their games basically because of their defense.
That's exactly right. And then the defense, you know, kind of, you know, put the clamps down finally and stopping some
of these
teams.
I'll give them the Giants
right?
game. They scored 33-13 in the fourth quarter.
But that's something. But again, I mean, that's the Giants. I mean, you got to look at the opponent right now,
but
too.
How many interceptions did Dart throw in that fourth quarter? I think he threw one at least.
At least one in that fourth quarter. And yeah. The Giants killed themselves in that game.
But again, the Raiders lead the AFC West. They are the number two team in the AFC. They are 8-2. They are what they are. But then explain to me why the Chiefs are a four-point favorite.
Yep. It's bigger than it was when we left here on Friday.
It was three.
It was three and a half. I thought I saw it was 3.5 a little bit later in the weekend or whatever. But right now, the Chiefs are a four-point favorite on the road in Denver. That is a big number, guys.
A 5-4 team against an 8-2
team. That's right. That is a massive, massive number. It shows you where the people are thinking right now, where these two teams are. The Chiefs are a more than one score, if you will, favorite over the Denver Broncos.
And thinking again, this is Bo Nix after his game Thursday night.
What'd you think about some of their reaction, the boos and that kind of thing?
Well, I've been booed before and I'll be booed again, so not going to be the last time. It's obviously unfortunate. You don't want your own fans booing you, but, you know, it's part of it.
More like Boo Nix, am I right?
Mm. Yes, sir.
Needs a shot of like Bo Kane. A line of Bo Kane? That was what PFT
commented. He needs some Bo Awana. Yeah. Okay, now we're out of it.
Somebody said on Twitter he needs a shot of Bo Zimpic. he's not Drake May, that's for sure. Coming up on the other side, though, I'll tell you what, man.
My heart flutters for that guy. Let me tell you, jeez.
So does Portnoy. He was sitting right next to Bob Kraft in that suite. Reminder topic, because what I said last week about you can win on the bye week, they won in two ways yesterday. We'll dive down what we saw yesterday in the NFL, plus get to our overreaction here on a Monday on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear former Chiefs linebacker Derek Johnson every Monday at 7:20, right here on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Booze.
Got it on a Monday. Thanks for joining us here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports on a chilly, frigid morning. Did you guys do like a warm meal yesterday? I did soup and grilled cheese, but you know what's crazy? Hy-Vee has a wonderful new ham. It's pineapple-infused ham.
Ooh.
I did that with a grill. Dude, it was nuts. I didn't even think about it, but I was like, oh, pineapple ham? Slab that on a grilled cheese on some sourdough bread with the Panera soup they sell. Mm. Better believe.
Chicken sounds good.
Chicken tortilla soup.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey. I just got hair on my
balls.
Puberty
over there? Yeah. What are you doing, my goodness. Boy.
Greg Brady over here.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Ooh,
they just dropped.
I love those Hormel.
Bonex, you're next.
I love those Hormel pork loins that they serve at Hy-Vee, right? When they go on sale, you get a couple of them.
On it?
And, no, I just put it in the air fryer the other day, and like this Tuscan bean with it, you know?
Oh, that's
and, just a little pesto and some pork. I mean, it is fantastic. Good day to go to Hy-Vee today. And actually, really always a good day to go to Hy-Vee because right now they've got $3 meals all week long. This is really cool what they're doing for everybody to help everybody eat. It's, you know, tough times right now with everything that's going on. From 4 to 7 every day this week, they've got a different meal for $3. Today, they've got chicken Alfredo with penne and garlic toast. Tomorrow, chicken or pork and vegetables with steamed rice and appetizer and a fortune cookie. Breakfast for dinner on Wednesday. Thursday, they got chicken quarters. And then on Friday, sloppy Joe. And of course, you can go to Hy-Vee and get those $3 meals. Kids 12 and under eat free at Hy-Vee this week. So bring the kiddos, bring the family, bring everybody to Hy-Vee and get those meals. And also, they've got food donations that you can do $5 and $10 at a time, right? Give the $5 bag, goes right to the food bank. The $10 bag goes right to the food bank. Hy-Vee's feeding people all over Kansas City. So get on into Hy-Vee. Get your pineapple ham like Dusty did. Get your pork loin like I did. Get whatever you want, but make sure you help out and get some donations in and take advantage of the $3 meals as well.
Yeah, for sure. Go to Hy-Vee, do that. Or if you don't know where to go, there's probably a church around you. Put a box of non-perishable foods in there, take it to their door, just drop it off,
yep.
And they'll do something with it.
Can I read a text I got from a neighbor just now?
Sure.
All right. We're talking about the Broncos, right? And everybody calling us homers and the whole nine yards. And my neighbor Jeff sends me this. He says, this comes from my friend who's a Bronco fan, lives in Denver. He said, quote, I said at the beginning of the season I was cautiously optimistic. Nothing's changed. 8-2, but feels like 4-4. Mm-hmm. We're going to the game on Sunday, and I feel like I'm going to leave the game pissed off, LOL. That's coming from a guy in Denver who's a Bronco fan after yesterday's kind of day in the NFL. They're sitting at 8-2. Never apologize for your record. But also he realizes it's kind of a front, if you will, to what the Denver Broncos really are. And that's why we're sitting here talking about this game. We're like, man, the Chiefs should be favored. And if somebody said, oh, you guys are just homers and all that. No, that's coming from a Bronco fan as well. And I saw a lot of Bronco fans on Friday on X and whatnot down on their team and where they are right now. And as you heard earlier, they're booing the damn quarterback at home. So they got a lot of issues going on out there. It's an opportunity for the Chiefs to go out there. And I know we're breaking down the game on Monday, Dusty, but like go out there, score early, put them in a big deficit. Make the crowd turn on Bo Nix. Make Bo Nix have to go out there and win a game. And you can do that against the Giants and the Jets and teams like that. You ain't doing that against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right. No, and I think that, you know, we obviously spend all week going over the Denver hate because, like I've told you before, I'm not shy about it. Denver is
the most hated team in anything I've ever hated. I've never hated the Raiders. I've never hated the Chargers. I've always hated Denver. I've never hated Cleveland, as in the Guardians or the Indians. White Sox, nothing. I will not be shy about my hatred of Denver. They're cheaters. They're dirty. Sean Payton's an ass. Bo Nix sucks. J.K. Dobbins, you're overrated. I don't care. But what we saw yesterday was why sometimes you can win on bye weeks.
Yep.
Only we can start. I've got a few games here. Buffalo Bills, we can start with that game. What you guys saw, that looked like a flat bottle of 2 liter soda, right? You remember when you were a kid, you got you got the pizza party, mm-hmm. and your mom was like, all right, we got two large pizzas, we got Mountain Dew, we got Dr. Pepper. And then the next day you woke up, opened the fridge, like, all right, still a half thing of Mountain Dew. Well, it's flat.
It's flat.
Why? Because you had so much fun the night before. You were drinking it. You were eating pizza. You went to bed on a high. You woke up the next morning. You forgot all responsibilities. That's no longer the same. That's what happens to Buffalo every single year that they play Kansas City. They put all of it out there. They go beat the Chiefs. And then they came out against Miami, and they looked flat as all can be.
They did.
Right? They were no life. Zero bubbles. Plenty of troubles.
I've never had that look flat before. But.
Right. And so... Like, I mean, you looked at Buffalo nice. Yesterday, and I mean, we were watching the game. I had people over. We were hanging out early in the afternoon, and we're watching that game, and Tua comes down the field, and the first highlight they show on Red Zone without any volume because Scott Hansen, they couldn't figure out his microphone yesterday, which was very odd. We see it. My buddy goes, oh, they're showing Tua on 3rd and 13. Must be an interception. Tua chucks downfield, picked off. You're like, all right.
There we go.
Routes
right.
on. Buffalo's going to win by 35. They were favored by 8, 9.5 points going into that game. And then you watch another highlight. It's Tua hitting a touchdown. Then it's 14-0. Then it's 16-0. And then all of a sudden, that's when it kicks into me, and
but
I go.
You didn't think they were going to still lose. Even at 16-0, they scored to make it 16-6. And I'm like, all right, here comes Buffalo. Nope, they weren't coming.
Josh Allen was bad. Buffalo was bad. The conditions weren't great, but again, you played in Miami before, and Buffalo loses that game.
This is the time of year, though, when teams from the north go to Miami and they get spanked because they're not used to the warm weather, right? Everybody up north now is starting to get into that cold weather. Your body starts to adapt to that cold weather. Mm-hmm. Not that this is an excuse, but it's the reality. You know how it is. When we went to New Orleans after being here all winter and how hot and muggy it was, your body has to adjust, and it takes, you know, time. And so these guys are flying down to Miami in South Florida, and the bodies aren't adjusting, and they look slow. They look sluggish. They look like a team, Dusty, as you're talking about, that beat the Chiefs and thought they'd won it all. Man, that was it. It was over. They beat the Chiefs and then went down to Miami and just absolutely looked like they didn't get off the plane yesterday. And so I'm glad. I was very happy with that.
And maybe it's more their defense. I mean, you could say that Josh Allen was just fine. I mean, he threw for 306 yards, 2 touchdowns, interception. It wasn't enough.
No.
You know, he was sacked 3 times, and, you know, they took James Cook out of the game. That was the biggest problem with the game yesterday, mm-hmm. was that he was going to that game a little banged up, maybe a little injured. They didn't know if he was going to be able to play the game with the ankle or foot injury, and then they couldn't give it to James Cook. He was 13 for 53, still a 4.1 yard average for rushing the ball, but
you were behind and you couldn't rush the football.
Exactly. And, you know, it's not like Tua was special, 173, two touchdowns, 2 picks, but their defense did the job. They got the ball, they turned the ball over, they got it, they won 30-13. Buffalo looked normal.
Buffalo
looked lost. Buffalo looked like a team that, unfortunately, you lost to. But again, Buffalo only scored 1 touchdown in the second half.
Right.
They won 28-21. The Chiefs were outplaying that game. There's no doubt about it. The Buffalo defense amped up, geared up, beat the Chiefs in that defense. And I know the NFL every week is matchups, but Buffalo loses that game, and that's big for the Chiefs on a bye.
And it's huge, but it also makes you look back at that Buffalo game and start to realize the reality of what's happening still with Kansas City. We're still getting everybody's best effort, right? Every single week, we are getting the best effort of that team that we face, because you start to look at some of these teams that we've lost to already this season. I'll take Philadelphia out of the equation. They had a bye yesterday or whatever. They play tonight, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'll take them out of the equation.
Philly Green Bay
tonight, yeah. Nice game, you know. But
worth it.
Yeah. We'll stick around for half, see what happens. But I think when you start to look at these games, like the Chargers last night, I mean, I'm not impressed by anything I see out of them. I'm not impressed by anything I see out of Jacksonville, and I'm not impressed by anything that I see out of Buffalo at this point in time. But they all played their best game. They all stepped up. They all beat the Chiefs. And that's the reality of the thing going forward. That's why for years we have said how hard what the Chiefs are doing truly is, because every week everybody's looking at you as the biggest, baddest villain on this planet, and they're playing their A game, A plus game, best game. They're letting everything hang out because they know if they beat you, it's a big deal. And so the Chiefs have to essentially play a Super Bowl level every single week. And they've been doing that for the last 8 years. And maybe they get tired of that after a while. So I would love for a team just to go out there and play like Buffalo did yesterday, or like the Jets normally do, or the Giants have been playing. Like, they just lay down for the Chiefs. We don't get that. We never get a team that just lays down for us. They all play their A game. And so Buffalo yesterday, like, it pisses me off to watch Buffalo just absolutely look lost out there. And then when we play them, it looks like they're a world beater.
And then this happened yesterday.
Davis Mills.
What a rush. Walker
steps up. He's going to run. Mills looking for the pylon. He's got the angle.
By the skin of his neck, man, yep. He got into that end zone. And Houston does the job. They end up beating Jacksonville in what was probably the best game in the afternoon slate. I mean, the
best
late
game of
slate,
the day.
The late slate was blowout.
Useless.
State. Should have known. I told Kramer this morning. I had every single favorite plus the line yesterday. And then I sent you the same thing. I had Pittsburgh because I had to make it juicy.
I almost responded back to you. I go, oh, God, the Chargers are winning.
Yeah, I mean, like, but that's the thing. It's like you have to pick at least one upset. Yeah. I mean, I had the Lions covering 8.5. I had the Rams covering 6, and I had the Seahawks covering 6.5.
Just let me tell you how gambling works, right? So I'm on Underdog the other day, right? And I'm looking at the Indiana-Penn State game. I'm like, I'll throw $5 on Indiana just to win. Just to win against Penn State. We had to sweat that thing out.
And that game we'll get to because
we had to sweat that game out yesterday or Saturday. On Saturday. So that's how when you think you know what's going on, Dusty, we just have no idea, you know, what was going on. But that Jacksonville Houston, that was a fun game to watch.
It
as
great.
It started to get close, we flipped over on the box and Jen and I are sitting there watching this game like into it, rooting for Houston.
Then
we realized we couldn't see half the field because of that light that was out there. Right. The glare from the sun. When the Chiefs build their new stadium in KCK, no glares, okay? Them and Dallas, Houston and Dallas have got these glares, and you can't see what the hell's going on the field.
The worst.
It's awful yesterday trying to watch that game.
Right, it is terrible. Jacksonville now minus 15 in point differential. The Pittsburgh Steelers are minus 8. So those are your two fraudulent teams in the AFC, the Steelers and the Jags, both of which I think could not make the playoffs as we see Baltimore wins again.
Yep.
They're now 4-5. They're a game behind Pittsburgh. The Chiefs now tied with Jacksonville. They obviously have the tiebreaker in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But again, like that's to me how you pick your fraudulent teams. You look at point differential. I mean, you go throughout the rest of the AFC. Colts plus 115. Denver plus 62. Patriots plus 73. Pittsburgh minus 8. Tell me where the outlier is. Those are your division leaders.
Yeah.
Your wild card games. Chargers plus 37. Bills plus 51. Jags minus 15. Chiefs plus 76.
Mm-hmm.
Houston plus 54. Tell me where the outlier
That's
is.
That's exactly
Those
right.
Those are your two frauds. They will not be in the playoffs come the end of the season. I can promise you that
now,
because it just
be
doesn't hold up.
It just doesn't. No. And you start to, you know, you start to lose when you're a team like Jacksonville, or you start to lose when you're a team like Pittsburgh, and you just kind of just put it in the backside. You start to mentally check out. You start playing in Cancun. You start playing in Cabo. You start planning, you know, you do. It's
it's 100%.
It's human nature, right? You start to look at the standings and you're all right, we're probably not going to be here. And you start to check out. And then you start to go into self-preservation mode. You're like, well, I'm not giving up my life for this, you know?
Right.
And so guys start to check out. And so hopefully Jacksonville continues to lose and whatnot. And we continue to, you know, kind of hammer them and they continue to fall out of the race. And maybe Buffalo continues to, you know, kind of stub their toe a little bit. And so we'll see what happens. But everything for the Chiefs is right there in front of them. All they have to do is go out there and win. And take care of business and don't worry about anybody else.
Yep. Jacksonville lost. You can take advantage of that. This week, you can beat those damn Broncos that we hate so much in the Likens household. You can beat the Broncos, and then all of a sudden, you get to play the Colts. You could maybe take a step there.
Mm-hmm.
You play Dallas on Thanksgiving, and then it's like, okay.
All right, let's go.
We got the final stretch. It is 6:35 here on a Monday, almost 6:34. It'll be there in a couple seconds, but it is time for an overreaction. And fellas, I don't understand, but I will tell you this. The conversation got a little bit louder in one guy's camp for MVP.
That's second and short. That means it's Taylor time, and he's got the first down, and he busts away from the pack for plenty more. Jonathan Taylor, big run. There he goes, and Indianapolis takes the lead. 3 yards, the longest run of his career.
There needs to be a little bit louder of a conversation as to how this guy can win MVP, because I'll be honest with you, I think if the Colts can somehow win the number one seed in the AFC, and they can be the best team and they can do these things, Jonathan Taylor should be the MVP of the league. This is a league where you cannot tell me that one person has truly stood out to be the MVP. Maybe it's Matthew Stafford. Jonathan Taylor, in my opinion, has been better. Maybe it's been Patrick Mahomes. The guy's not even winning his own division. He's not even a playoff quarterback right now. That's just giving you the harsh facts. Could be Josh Allen. Can't lose to Miami that way. You're out. Could be Drake May. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. Is it enough time? Have we seen enough to be like, yeah, he should be an MVP candidate? But Jonathan Taylor, fellas, now has four games where he has scored at least three touchdowns. Four
That's
games
insane.
Where he has scored at least three touchdowns. Rushing-wise, just rushing, 3, 5, 8, 9, 13, 15. I mean, just insane numbers of touchdowns. They literally won that game yesterday on the feet, legs, and shoulders of Jonathan Taylor. The 83-yard run, longest of the season.
Unbelievable.
The other one, third touchdown, goes to overtime, closes the game out. Jonathan Taylor, if they win the number one overall seed, you cannot tell me that he should not be an MVP favorite, let alone should win it, because when Adrian Peterson won it, when he got 2,000 yards and was the best running back, best player in football, there were still quarterbacks out there like Manning and Brady and Rodgers and Breeze, and those guys were still there. There can be anomalies. This year it might be that one for Jonathan Taylor, who should get MVP talk, even though guys like Alex Gold, who swim with the Dolphins, will tell you it's not going to happen. They're not going to give it to a running back. They damn well might.
Who is this mythical they we always talk about, right?
Vegas.
This mythical they of the sports writers that vote for this thing, that vote for the MVP. Like, it's okay to think differently. You don't have to go with a quarterback all the time.
And this would be the year that you could get away with not going to.
Absolutely, you could. And there's no reason not to. Who is the most valuable person to the success of their team right now? The answer is Jonathan Taylor, as we sit here today. My overreaction on Monday
is... Do you want to know who your MVP favorites are, according to
odds? Well, Drake May's the favorite, yep. And then
Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, but Jonathan Taylor was like 3 or 4
fourth.
When I looked.
He's behind Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, but that's just a sports writer bias that they can't think outside the pocket, basically, is what I'm going for here and doing something other than a quarterback. My overreaction is this. All three local football coaches may have peaked at their current schools. When you think about Drinkwitz, when you think about Leipold, when you think about Chris Kleiman, those three local coaches, I think all three of them have probably peaked at the current schools in which they are at. I don't know how much more Elijah Drinkwitz can do at the University of Missouri. He's done great things there. Lance Leipold, Saturday, how that game ended, I know has a lot of people all kind of upset and whatnot, even though Daniels was banged up and out of the game, it still has people kind of upset. And then you look at K-State, and they're kind of just there and doing their thing. My overreaction is all three local coaches have peaked at their current universities, and I don't know that any of those universities are going to get much better where they are right now. And that's not an indictment of those coaches. That's just saying I believe all three of them have peaked at their universities.
For my overreaction, I had an investment towards the Jets and, you know, Browns game. And I think it's time. It's time for Shedeur Sanders to lace it up, be QB number one in Cleveland, because Dylan Gabriel, it's not that he's this bad. He's just not good at being QB1 there.
He sucks.
He looked better.
He stinks.
He's terrible. Yeah. He's not good.
He looked better when he was running the football towards like the fourth quarter of that game. But, I mean, a 50% passing completion is not going to cut it in the NFL. They could have easily won this game if their offense was a little bit better. Heck, if Judkins would have gotten the touchdown, they probably would have won the game. You know what? He didn't do that. Yeah. But, no, I think it's absolutely time for Shedeur Sanders to be QB number one in Cleveland. It's now. Now, time is now.
I don't think that's an overreaction at all. I think that is reality. But it's probably an overreaction inside the Cleveland building where they're like, nah, we're good here with this Dylan Gabriel. God forbid Shedeur plays well, they win some games and ruin a draft pick.
Shedeur sucks. He's not a quarterback.
We don't know.
Then let's find out.
We literally don't know if this guy can play in the NFL.
Yeah, let's
or
find
not.
Out. Let's see if he is terrible. Because, I mean, either way, it's entertaining.
It's very entertaining.
If he sucks, it's funny. If he's good, you're like, Browns, geeks.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, there's nobody loses.
Nobody.
Like, unless you're annoyed at if he's good. But then it's like, okay, well, then Stefanski's an idiot.
I hope he's good.
I know,
really
that's
do.
What I'm saying. Like, you can't lose this. Like, there's no way. Like, this is a win-win situation for all of us, you know, sitting back wanting to see
Ravens and Browns this weekend, 3:25 on CBS.
Why not?
CBS.
Why not, dude? This week's slate of games is insane. Absolutely. I mean,
you got Lions, Eagles on Sunday night.
Just go through the whole slate. It's amazing.
I mean,
Chiefs, Broncos.
Thursday night, Jets, Patriots. Okay, that's a good, that is a good Thursday night game, whether you like it or not. Commodes, Dolphins, Panthers, Falcons, Bucks, Bills.
Great game.
Yeah, let's go Bucks. Texans, Titans.
Good
let's
game.
Go Titans. Bears, Vikings.
Really. Bears, Vikings is decent.
Yeah. Packers, Giants.
Could be good.
Bengals, Steelers.
Interesting. That's a rematch.
It's an interesting game.
That's the AARP game.
Yep. Chargers, Jags.
Great game.
Who are we rooting for in that one? Probably the Chargers, right?
Jags at this point.
At this point, the Jags?
Because then you can win your division if you beat the Chargers. And then you can beat Denver, you beat the Chargers.
Fair point.
You beat the Chargers again.
Yeah, I guess. I'm thinking about, you know.
Common opponents out because you both lost to the Jags.
Yeah. It also helps the Jags just lost, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Seahawks, Rams.
Great game.
I mean, yeah,
great game,
absolutely.
Dude.
That's a 3:05. That's not even in the primetime window.
That's Sam Darnold versus Matthew Stafford.
7-2 versus 7-2. You
winner
got yourselves
division.
A game. Cards 49ers.
Colts Niners.
Cards 49ers.
Oh, Cards 49ers. Yeah, no chance.
Ravens, Browns, Chiefs, Broncos, Lions, great. Eagles, and then great. Monday Night Football features your Cowboys versus the Raiders.
That we can, well.
Raiders got a Monday night game? Wow.
Let's go.
Well, I mean, it's on ESPN, so does it really count?
Back-to-back primetime games. Nice.
How many people did you see tweet or post on X yesterday? Wish the afternoon slate was on ESPN so we wouldn't have to watch this.
We'll see. Dusty, am I alone in thinking the Colts owner, Charlie Irsay, is an absolute smoke show? No, you just like women in power, and that's just fine with me, man. I totally appreciate that. Coming up on the other side, we'll talk about what we saw this weekend because our guy Nathan got hitched and, you know, you can't take Bob or myself anywhere. That is a fact. We'll explain on the other side about
together.
Nathan's wedding. Yeah, it was a mess. I mean, we'll explain. Nathan's wedding, he got hitched. We'll talk about it on the other side here at 96.5, The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Get on 96.5 The Fan on a Monday morning, just shy of the 7 o'clock hour. Hope you're all having a great day today, or planning on having a great day. A little cold out there. A little chill.
A little chilly today, but you know what's going to be later in the week, right? About 70 degrees.
I saw Thursday. Yeah. It's going to be like almost 70.
It's going to be nice.
Real nice, Clark.
Can't wait. One way or the other. Either we're going to get cold or not, right?
I think that's the leaf day for me.
I did some yesterday out in the yard. God, if you don't keep up with those things just about every day, you're screwed.
You know, they fall off the tree periodically.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of periodically, congratulations to Nathan and his wife.
Yep.
Beautiful wedding that we got to go to on Saturday in Lawrence. And very few people in my life I can't be around in serious settings because it's just, do you have this friend, Kramer? That when something happens and you know it's funny, you can't look at them or you also lose it?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I am in that category with a lot of people because people will look at me and see if I'm okay when something happens. So Nathan's wedding starts and the minister starts speaking Spanish. And then he turns the Bible around or the book that he had around and then goes, oh, sorry, wrong one, and starts speaking English. Well, I lost it.
That's good.
It was funny, yes.
Because so many, that's really good, actually.
So many people were like looking around. Like he starts off and he's like, hola, consuetas. And says, oh, we are gathered here today.
Yeah.
And I mean, just lost it because like three or four people's reaction was like, what? And then I just couldn't stop. And I was told after the ceremony, I sat next to Bob's wife, Jen, then it was Bob, then it was Rob, and then his wife, Caroline. And Bob and Rob refused to look to their left because I couldn't keep it together. And if they looked over, they were going to lose
it.
That's
right.
So that's one mark already. We've been there for 10 minutes. Then, normal setting, they tell you to bring your chair in because they're going to be your chair when you go sit at the table and help out. You know, it's kind of a process. Bob and I can't figure out how to fold a chair.
Can't fold the chair.
Dumbest people
in the room. Wait, what? Yeah, couldn't figure it out.
Five-year-old, two chairs,
yeah,
folded fine. Up, walking through.
Dusty Bob and I, two grown men. Yeah, get
sorry.
Out of the way. Can't fold this thing. Can't figure it out.
To our credit, neither could Rob Britton.
Right. That's exactly right. Now, to which one guy did tell you, just hit the back of it and it goes down.
Tried like, it seven times. Didn't work.
Yeah, not going to happen, man. You know it's those folding chairs at the wedding that fold differently.
Those white ones?
Yep.
Yes. Exactly.
Yep. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. They don't fold easily.
No. No, they do not.
Right. So lay off us.
Yeah. But wait, there's more. Then we go in, it's cocktail hour for about 2 hours before they come in and
nice.
You know, all this, this all happened in one evening.
Uh-huh.
So we're sitting there, some guy comes up to the table and he goes, hey, you're Bob Fesco. I listen to your show every morning. And then Bob being nice, didn't have to do it in this situation. He goes, and this is Dusty, by the way. And he
right.
goes, oh yeah, I listen to you guys all the time. By the way, you got any information on Josh Simmons?
I mean, just, unbelievable.
And then goes, yeah, well, nobody really knows. All right, we're going to get out of here. We'll see you later.
And then proceeded to tell us, you know, his thoughts on everything.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, thanks.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome, actually.
He was waiting for the perfect time. Two hands on the table.
Came down. So what do you guys know about Josh Simmons?
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. Have a good night. All right, we're going to get out of here. We'll see you later. And then, you know, it's a wedding. You're with your significant other. They have a photo op. I took one because it was hilarious.
You look great. Right. You look great. You did look good. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I'd use that as my profile pic.
Yeah. And so, like, I go, it says, it's a love story.
Right.
It's funny because I'm by myself. And then Bob and Jen are sitting there. They're still waiting on Nathan and his wife to come in and, you know, be announced. So, Jen, perfect opportunity. Let's go take our picture real quick. We'll get it out of the way, whatever.
They go to take their picture, and right when they go to ask somebody to take the picture, all right, please welcome Mr. and Mrs. Williams.
Oh, boy. Perfect timing for you.
So we did our meeting, and then we left because we were already the asses of the wedding.
Yeah.
Can't take us anywhere. Dumb and dumber.
Yeah, it was.
We might as well have had a blue suit and an orange suit and spray in the mouth spray the wrong way.
I'll wait till this weekend.
And now we've got to go to Denny Matthews' wedding where I got to be on better behavior.
That's right.
Yeah, you do.
Because there's going to be a lot of dignitaries at that wedding, my friend. I already warned Dusty. I'm like, I saw the guest list. You better be.
Saw the guest list. He goes, how you got into this is beyond me.
I did not say that. I did see the guest list and I'm like, uh-oh, Dusty. you're gonna need to shower before Saturday.
Maybe shave a little bit too, yeah?
Yeah.
No, I think he should go with the beard. I like that. I think he looks good that way.
Just go with a mustache and a Royals jersey?
Yeah.
They said wear Royals gear.
No, it is. We're all wearing Royals gear. They want everybody to dress as awesome. They're doing it at the stadium. It's going to be so much fun. I can't wait, you know, for Saturday for Denny's wedding. I'm like,
so excited.
But if
you've ever been somewhere where you know you don't belong, that's me Saturday. I have no business being at this wedding. So when they say,
No, you do.
I want, and I'm just going to talk to everyone in my Denny Matthews voice.
Yeah.
Just to confuse the crowd.
Right.
Welcome to the wedding. Excuse me? Are you with the bride or the groom?
Oh, you should just welcome in people.
Just act like an usher?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I thought about just going as a baseball player.
You should. Well, that's what everybody's going
as,
though.
What if I was
like
the bat boy of Denny's wedding?
Oh, that'd be cool.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, instead of ring, like,
every flower petal that gets, I run out there and grab it and bring it back and give it to the umpire.
Yeah, and then they grade it and put a sticker on it and sell it in the store.
Check the minister's hands after he makes sure he doesn't have any ticky-tack on his hands like they do after a pitcher comes off the mound in the inning.
I like that.
That's nice.
I think that'll be fun. But no, this one should be great. And instead of like flower girls and ring bearers, they should have bat boys and, you know, the pitching coach.
Bring
and
some
that.
Rosin, put it in the back.
Yeah. Everything baseball related would be awesome. And I thought, look, at Nathan's wedding too, that they had, I don't know if it was like aunts that were elderly, you know, as the flower girls, which I thought was just wonderful.
They were like twins.
Yeah, twin like grandmas,
really?
Basically, were the flower girls. I'm that's cool. That was one of the coolest things that I've seen. Cause you always look for a kid to do that. She's like, somebody, I love my grandmas or my aunts or whatever, and there were the flower girls. So I thought that was a really unique touch to the wedding, and I thought that was a lot of fun.
Are you guys sitting on buckets for Denny's wedding?
Yes.
Nice. That's a good seat.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Better than those folding chairs.
Yes. We don't have to worry about taking our chairs anywhere.
We have to take the chairs, and we will have to carry the bucket around.
But the wedding food was Minsky's Pizza.
Yes, phenomenal. Had a piece of the prime cut and a salad. That hit, man.
Nailed
that
it.
Was the way to go.
Nailed it. And then the pre-wedding food was donuts.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Nice.
And I had a donut.
And I thought this was really cool. The way that they had you like basically sign in was they had an old school phone that you could do the rolly thing with, but it had a voicemail. It said, hey, this is Nathan and Jaden. Please leave your message at the beep. And you gave them like a congratulatory a message. Well, on the board, it told you what to give them like a message for. And it was like wedding advice, what you liked about the night, what you thought about the evening.
And I missed that.
And I just read every single one and had no whatsoever advice. So when they get that voicemail from me, they're going to be like, this guy, of course.
I mean, I don't even remember what I put.
Yeah. Somebody says, one of you guys should go as an umpire and throw people out.
Oh, that would be good. The bouncers at the wedding or the umpires, yes. But most of those guys are blind.
You Angel Hernandez this one?
Yeah.
Nice. If you're in the wrong seat, just stand up and tap your head for the ABS system.
Yeah, that's right.
Gosh, can't wait for that.
But yeah, we're just not meant to go anywhere serious.
No, we aren't. But Saturday's going to be, I am so excited for Denny and Amy. Like truly, like when we found out they were getting married at Dayton's event for the CU and the Major Leagues Foundation, we're like, wait a second, this is the best thing ever. So excited for them. So happy for them. The genuine happiness that they have. I mean, it's going to be outstanding. It's going to be the coolest thing that we get to be a part of this year, man.
Somebody says on the text line from the 913, if it's baseball theme, someone needs to get tossed for arguing strikes and balls, or for this part, arguing over the vows and I do's.
Yeah.
Do you? That's BS. Yeah. She's way outside the box. Get her in there. Sir, get out of here. Turn your hat around. Start arguing with the minister. Be hilarious. So, yeah, Saturday, another wedding.
She's got a text from Amy. She says, please tell Dusty not to come on Saturday, man. Yeah.
Plans changed. No, it should be fun celebrating the Matthewses as we do that. Coming up on the other side, speaking of baseball, whoo, boy. What a bad, bad look for Emmanuel Clase and others as they are now being investigated. And it got a lot more serious here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Royals.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Leo Chanel, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.